It's Monday of the third week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings are streaked in snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the Lord Emmanuel. Most highly favored name. It is Monday of the third week of Lent, but today is also the feast of the Archangel Gabriel, the angel of the Annunciation in the traditional Roman calendar. Logically, this feast falls before the Feast of the Annunciation. Gabriel is mentioned twice in the book of Daniel, and he's in the New Testament. Eastern traditions say he inspired Moses to write and came to Anne, the mother of Mary, and Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. He informed the dreams of Saint Joseph and appeared to the myrrh-bearing women after the resurrection. Our Roman station today is San Marco, but the collect church is very interesting. It's San Adriano. And where is that? It's in the Roman Forum. It used to be the Senate House that was built by Julius Caesar. It had been a church since the time of Honorius I, who died in 638, and it was the seat of the confraternity of the Aquavitari e Tabacai, the guys who made grappa and rolled cigars. San Marco is the only church dedicated to this disciple of St. Paul and the evangelist, and he had been patriarch of Alexandria. And under the altar are also the relics of St. Abdon and Senon, who were Egyptian saints. The Mass today has a rather Eastern focus, as in the scripture readings about Naaman the Syrian indicate. We are near the Piazza Venezia, which means we're close to the Capitoline Hill, the heart of pagan Rome's religious cult, where you find the temple of Jupiter Optimus Maximus. The mark in question with San Marco is Mark the Evangelist, who may have been in Rome helping St. Peter. In 336, Pope Mark, during the time of Constantine, is said to have established a place of Christian worship here in a house. You might remember that many of the early churches started in people's houses or in cemeteries near the graves of martyrs. There is a loggia here, built in the front of the basilica, by Pope Paul II in the 15th century, and it harks back to the style of the loggia of the first basilica of St. Peter, built by Constantine, later torn down to make room for the present little chapel on the hill. And in going into the loggia, into the beginning, under the porch, you will see on entering two medieval lions flanking the entrance. And there's also a marble basin here with a great inscription imposing an anathema on anyone who tries to sell water taken from the fountain. And the wooden covered ceiling here inside the church is the oldest in Rome. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Our Lord reiterates many times the command to do penance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He even insists on penance as a necessary condition for salvation. Unless you repent, you will all perish in the same manner. It is a stern command, and it may even seem cruel to some. Why does the infinitely good God, who is our loving Father, wish us to impose penances and sufferings on ourselves? The answer is simple. God makes us suffer and do penance because he knows that it is necessary for our salvation. It is because he loves us and desires our welfare. Mortification and suffering are necessary for two reasons. They are particularly necessary because we are all sinners and must expiate our sins. Secondly, they are necessary because without penance and suffering, we become attached to this world and forget all about heaven, which is our real home. In his love for us, therefore, God commands us to do penance. The saints were gluttons for penance, and mortification went as far as imposing on themselves sufferings which horrify us today. What are we doing in the way of penance? Let us remember the command of Jesus. Unless you repent, you will all perish.